Hey, this morning we want to have some fun with one of the things that's meant to be fun here in Iowa, the Best Burger Contest. The Iowa Beef Industry Council's Director of Marketing and Communications, Kylie Peterson, is with us this morning. Kylie, how are you today?
I'm doing great. We're talking about burgers. How much better could I get, you know?
I agree 100%. The Best Burger Contest well underway, and I see the other day you announced the finalists in this year's competition, and it looks like we have a restaurant here in our area that's actually been a winner before that's gotten nominated again.
Yeah, that's right. We're celebrating the 15th annual Iowa's Best Burger Contest, so this year we had a special rule that we allowed for previous winners of Iowa's Best Burger Contest to participate and have the chance to win. And so we have a returning winner. We actually have three returning winners, but you're referencing Chuck Wagon Restaurant, which is in Adair. That was a winner in 2016, I believe. And then we have Flight Bar and Grill in Huxley, which was last year's winner, and the Flying Elbow in Marshalltown, which was the year prior. So I'm sure that all of the locals are excited to hear that Chuck Wagon is back on the map again.
So now, just because they were winners in the past doesn't mean necessarily the deck is stacked in their favor.
Right. No, this is just a way for, we always have heard in past years, like, how come we can't participate again? You know, we know how impactful this contest is on our business and just bringing a lot of out-of-town folks to our small towns. How do we get to participate again? And so since it's a special year, we decided just to throw that in for fun. But no, it does not mean that they can win or will win. They can win, but it doesn't mean that they will win the entire contest again. We have our secret panel of judges that is visiting each of the top 10 restaurants as we speak. They have about a month to visit each of the top 10, and they are judging based off of the taste of the patty, the appearance of the patty, and the proper cooking temperature of 160 degrees with a little bonus points on just overall customer service and just the atmosphere of the restaurant. But yeah, we're looking at just who can be a great representation of the beef industry and the food service industry in Iowa.
Yeah, and you mentioned the visits that are happening now. These are the finalists. Now they have to be judged by visitors that will come in specifically. You're not coming in as a group as visitors, right? They're just doing it on their own so that they don't know when they're being judged?
That's right. Yep, they'll be incognito. They'll be on their own, and they'll be visiting the restaurants acting like a normal customer so that they can get that experience that our customers and our consumers are getting every day when they go in to order their food. So they're undercover, and that's what kind of also makes this fun. While they're out there doing the hard work and judging them, each staff member here or staff members will be going to each of the restaurants, visiting them, presenting them with their top 10 honors, and just celebrating them getting into the top 10. It's an honor. It is, you know, a contest that is nominated and voted on by peers, their customers, their community members. And so it's an honor to be in the top 10, and they'll see a boom in business as well. It's life-changing for the winner, for sure, but these top 10 also see an increase in business and just traffic from surrounding areas.
Did you just tell me that driving around the state to some of the best burger joints here in Iowa is a tough job, is hard work?
You know, it is. It's just a short amount of time for these people to get to. And honestly, I can only eat two burgers in a day. I've tried to eat more. When you go to these restaurants, you know, what makes them so special is they'll have like a brownie that is their great grandma's recipe, or you know, you got to try the fries because they're the best in the state. And so you get these little extra sides, and it makes having more than two burgers a day very, very difficult.
Well, you know, the great thing about this contest too is when you take a look each year at all these top 10 restaurants, you're not seeing chain stores and things like that. For the most part, you're seeing good, solid local businesses that have a rich tradition and a long history of serving people.
Yes, you are absolutely right. It is not the chains. It is people like you and me that have started a business, that want a career, want to build a life on serving food to people and making people have these great tasting eating experiences with beef. And so that's what you're seeing. You're seeing, you know, your little mom and pop restaurants. You're seeing the upscale urban eateries. You're seeing just a wide range of places that all have their own character in a sense. I think I've heard, I have never been to Williamson Tavern in Williamson. They're on the list, but I hear that that has a rich heritage of just being open for years and a lot of great stories to be told. You have places on the list like the Wilder and Lucille's that are a part of a hotel, a restaurant and a hotel. So it's a wide range, new, brand new restaurants and restaurants that have been around for several years. So it's a nice mix.
Well, and the neat thing is, too, yeah, you've got like Iowa City, Waterloo, there's Ankeny, Marshalltown represented. But then on the other side of the coin, you've got places like you mentioned, Williamson, Centerville, you've got Milo, Huxley, Adair. It's a mix.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think in Milo, that restaurant is the only restaurant in town. So it's not always, I think there's a misconception that it takes these restaurants to be in highly populated areas in order to be on the map. That's not the case. We see a lot of tiny towns with, less than 500 people that are getting on the map. And so it just takes a little bit of community support and customer support and a great burger to get into this contest.
Yeah, it really says something when they're in a smaller community because they get to this top 10 list with the number of nominations that they get. And you had pretty good turnout for the nominations this year, right?
Yeah, we did. We had over 7,500 votes for Iowa restaurants all across the state. And it's exciting to see the excitement that consumers have around this contest, but also restaurant owners eager. They're calling us way before February, asking us when the contest kicks off because they're ready to go and they want to participate. And they know they have a good burger. And, you know, this is just 10 of the many, many delicious burgers in the state of Iowa. So take this map, print it out, get your best friends together and travel around the state, make a road trip out of it. We see a lot of people doing that. And if you're not able to get to some of these, just go find one of the places in your area that you think has the best burger and just support them. That's really what this is all about is gearing up for grilling season and eating some delicious beef.
Yeah, you bet. Well, beef is important to our economy, of course, here in Iowa. It's also very important to many of the folks who enjoy consuming it. And, you know, while we do need the rain, that's a given, we've had a pretty mild winter season, and this early springtime has been pretty mild as well. A lot of folks have been out using the grill.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what's so exciting is when you open your window in, you know, March, which is just foreign to us a little bit, and you can smell the grill and smell the delicious beef. I live in an apartment in the Ames area, and I'm envious of those folks that have a grill outside that are enjoying some great tasting beef on the grill.
Yeah, you bet. You know, we all know that the beef industry is important to the state of Iowa. Why is something like this, though, this best burger contest, why is this important to the beef producers?
Yeah, well, you're right, and actually it's a perfect time to talk about this stuff because I think it's National Ag Week and potentially National Ag Day today. So, this contest, it's just not a competition. It's a celebration that showcases the valued partnership between Iowa's cattlemen and food service providers through that memorable, delicious eating experience. It helps support local communities while moving product for beef producers and just really is a fun way to get consumers excited about beef and our product. And burgers are just a fun way. You can dress them up, dress them down, make them your own. Your burger, your favorite burger might not be the same as mine. It's like an open canvas, a blank canvas to kind of add different condiments and different toppings. And so that's what makes this contest so unique. We know that it impacts businesses tremendously. Flight Bar and Grill of Huxley, which was last year's winner, was serving 250 burgers a month. And then after they won the contest, they were serving 5,000. So it
wow.
just sees an increase in business that we are very excited to be a part of.
Wow, those are amazing numbers. But you're right, though. There are a bunch of different ways to do a burger, and there's no wrong way. Every way you do it is a right way.
That's right, absolutely.
Whatever you prefer. Very good. Well, the contest, as you said now, is out of the hands of those of us who like to nominate. Instead, it's in the hands of those judges, those lucky judges. They get a chance to go around and do the taste testing and things. And then this will all culminate as we start Beef Month in May.
That's right. Yep, we'll announce the winner on May 1st to kick off May Beef Month.
Excellent. And for the winner, I mean, obviously the exposure and all, but they get some neat stuff?
Yeah, they do. We print out a banner that they can hang either outside of the restaurant or inside of the restaurant. We work with them to design something that meets their needs. But, yeah, they get to be part of the bragging rights for the entire year. And some say the past 14 that have been winners in previous years, they say they're still receiving people that come in saying, hey, we know you have the best burger and we want to give it a try. So that's what it's all about.
Well, even if you had the best burger a few years ago, it's still pretty good today, so it doesn't go
away. That's right. Absolutely.
That quality stays. Very good. Kylie Peterson's been with us here this morning from the Iowa Beef Industry Council, visiting about the Iowa's Best Burger Contest. The top 10 have been awarded, and we'll find out who the winner is here as we get closer to May 1st and Beef Month. The Chuck Wagon Restaurant in Adair, the 2016 winner, is one of those finalists again this year, so cheer them on. Hey, Kylie, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it, and I guess we just go out and enjoy a nice burger on the grill.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.